Hi, this is Joe Francicchio of Directions Media, and today I will be speaking with Andre Paris, the Global Business Manager for Energy and Commodities at Bloomberg, the financial news media conglomerate. They've built a unique mapping application that tracks worldwide energy-related assets, everything from the movement of oil tankers in the Middle East, to weather in the Gulf of Mexico, to the price of fuel at individual gasoline stations. I think you'll enjoy hearing more about the business applications of geospatial technology. I recorded the conversation at the Where 2.0 conference in San Jose, California on March 31st. Stay tuned.
So, Andre, maybe just briefly get an overview of what Bloomberg is doing with location technology.
Okay. So my role at Bloomberg, I'm the Global Business Manager of Energy and Commodities. So I'm responsible for all product enhancements and new product creations, of which BMAP, or Bloomberg Maps for Energy and Commodities, is our main application. What we did is we took... first off, we're the only business at Bloomberg that has physical hard assets. Power plants, pipelines, transmission lines, vessels, things of that nature. So what we did is we looked at all the different aspects of that data and decided that the best way to search, query, and receive results is inside of a map. Versus many tabs and multiple Excel spreadsheets. So we looked at all the usual data vendors. We looked at ESRI, we looked at Google, we looked at Microsoft. We ended up deciding to build our own map control, and we ended up going with Microsoft, who was Virtual Earth at the time, now currently Bing, for their base maps, and also for their Microsoft Silverlight and Deep Zoom technologies. And the reason we did this is our clients expect data to be delivered in milliseconds. So they expect this platform to perform better than what they get out on the web.
Right.
And Microsoft provided both the business APIs and the ability for us to actually leverage Silverlight and Deep Zoom to be able to do that.
So you do that all internally? You didn't have a consultant to help you do it all internally?
No, we've got a lot of talented developers inside. The project took a lot longer than we expected just due to the fact that it was new technology and just due to the fact that we've never done this before.
Yeah.
But one of the things we knew early on was that we would be building this application not just for the Energy and Commodities Group, but also for the firm. Many people didn't think in the beginning that they would want access to it, so we ended up eating all the costs for it, but we knew they would come calling later.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it's now being used by our Dine Go, which is basically like Zagat's on Bloomberg for food. They now have Bing Maps embedded in it. FA, which is our financial analysis platform for equities, they now have their information running in a mapping platform. Our network services team, some of the sales teams have put up terminal sales and customer locations on maps. So it's taking off.
So maybe go a little bit deeper into what kind of analysis can you display on the map, and what can the user do in terms of analysis?
So the key for us is that we wanted to be able to do multi-data set analysis in a single location. Okay, so from a business application standpoint, what our users used to do, we'll use the example of a hurricane. What our users used to do was they would go to the National Weather Service or National Hurricane Center's website, and they would find a hurricane track.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would try to find a map of all the producing leases in the Gulf of Mexico, and they would basically put one under the other and draw a line on there in order to try to predict where things were. And maybe they'd read a news story as well. And then maybe they'd go to the Bloomberg Asset Database to see what was down in that area. But none of those things interacted with each other.
Yeah.
So what we can do now is we can lay a hurricane track down. We can put oil producing platforms or gas producing platforms. We can put all the hazards of a storm, so the storm surge, wave height, rainfall, wind speeds and wind cones, refineries, ports, power plants. We can put all those on a map simultaneously. And then what we do is we built out algorithms and analytics that provide damage and impact forecasts of the hurricanes on the crude oil, power, and natural gas infrastructure. So this is information as before and as things are happening, not after. It's too late.
Yeah, right. And so what would an analyst do with that type of information? Risk analysis.
Yeah.
So,
there are a couple of different ways. From a pure commodity standpoint, you've got traders who react to market movements.
Mm-hmm.
Large sections or the near entirety of the Gulf of Mexico infrastructure is going to be impacted. Prices can move accordingly. Additionally, you've got the equity analysts who cover stocks, right? So BP, Anadarko, Shell, who all have assets down in the Gulf of Mexico. So this gives you a chance to look at whose assets are potentially in play. If 90 5% of what Shell does is produce oil, and 2% of their rigs are in the way, probably not that big a deal.
Right.
But if 99% of their, you know, most serious producing platforms are in the way, you may have a big deal.
Yeah.
And an adverse stop group.
And that's kind of a look at it locally, you know,
yep.
the Gulf. Have they gotten to the perspective of a global impact, weather, crime, mm-hmm. and have they developed that spatial perspective, mm-hmm. Looking at what you've developed for them?
Yeah, we've basically built a bunch of niche-specific applications for certain segments of our marketplace, but we also have a global client base. So one of the things that we've done, we also have to go where the information is, right? So in some instances, there are better places for information than others. But a couple other platforms that we have built is we've built a fuel rack pricing platform with heat maps of prices for all of North America. So we've got, 280 unique products at 1,200 terminals in 360 cities in the U.S. and Canada. We've got a weather platform that's coming out that'll be fully global. So temperature, precip, heating degree days, cooling degree days for the entire world. We also have a vessel tracking tool that combines both land-based and low-orbit satellite tracking of all receivers that are on every single global vessel in order to be able to aggregate up crude oil tankers, to be able to filter whether things are at anchor and how much is being stored. We also are going to be releasing a natural gas flow data set for North America. So it'll have 137 pipelines, over 20,000 plus receipt and delivery points, and you'll be able to set up alerts on nearly everything.
How much of that is real time?
Most of the applications that we have are near real time.
Yeah.
The closest that we have to real time per se is going to be your weather, which updates fairly frequently.
Mm.
One of the things that's important about our platform is that in the middle of the year, it will monitor. And that means that we can push real-time information out to you. So as opposed to having to refresh the whole application to see a change, ultimately we think it can be a launch pad for a physical business.
That's an unusual application, I got to say. I mean, it's very far-reaching, far-thinking than
I've
heard.
Yeah, that's why they pay us, and that's why, they hired me. I came from the oil business and, had ideas on things.
Yeah.
Some ideas are better than others, and some, like this one, are ones that are, our clients have been saying this is a game changer for us.
Yeah.
And that's the goal, right, is to create applications that make the Bloomberg Terminal a must-have versus something that's just nice to have.
Yeah.
The other thing that's really important about this is that we've just started to allow our users to upload their own information into our maps. So what we're basically telling them is we've spent millions of dollars creating this infrastructure tool. You can use it as if each individual firm had created it themselves to do their own analytics. So they can upload shape files, and they can upload tab delimited text files, and what that does is it puts all the information on the map and where it's supposed to be located. It clusters up things if they're together, and then inside the pop-ups are everything that's in your shape file.
Yeah.
And that's our first foray into basically allowing full uploading of their own information into our maps and then sharing it globally, being permissioned globally for people in their organization to look at data.
Yeah. So a lot of the information you're providing is qualitative. What specifically do you think is going to come out of it quantitatively that somebody in the commodities industry might say, well, I can see this kind of thing impacting movements of 2%, 3%, from commodity pricing?
Well, one of the things we're going to be doing is as this, in June when it monitors, we're going to start to look at adding pricing into it as well. So you can actually not have to go anywhere to see what the impacts are of something on the marketplace. So when we talk about a hurricane tracking tool, being able to see a hurricane and see what the potential damage is and know it is going to be pretty significant, and right there be able to also see the natural gas, front month futures contract, the crude oil front month futures contract. We do have some charts built in and embedded into some of these applications, into the analytics. So, for example, you can search on a fuel rack somewhere in North America, and if you click on it, you get a pop-up that has descriptions about it, the average price, who owns it, things of that nature. Inside that pop-up are two options. You can set up an alert on that facility, on that terminal, if the price goes above or below a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also see a 30-day history, which is pure Bloomberg charts that are embedded inside of that pop-up. It's kind of commingling data, but it's allowing you to have a one-stop shop to be able to look at fundamental data in the marketplace, and then also eventually be able to look at what the impact of that fundamental data that you're looking at is on price.
So it sounds like the dashboard that somebody would get is a full, you know, you got maps and maybe you have charts, graphs, mm-hmm. and everything. I mean, you set it up to be a true business intelligence tool.
Yeah, we have set it up to be an absolute business intelligence tool. And again, the most important thing that we've seen with mapping platforms is that it gives you good insight into figuring out the relationships, patterns, and impacts that drive the marketplace. And for us, the value comes when we can give our clients information in an easy-to-find manner. You know, in some instances, Bloomberg itself and this tool is like a search tool. It's the ability to search massive amounts of data, return results in an intelligent manner that people can understand very quickly, and then get information before and as things are happening, not after, when it's too late. You know, and that's the key and the goal for us. And that's when we basically outshine our competitors.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great conversation.
Good. And yeah. I hope you stop in at 3 o'clock and check it out. But it's pretty badass.
Thanks for joining us today on another Direction Media podcast. And be sure to tell a friend.